this verse, and then afterwards a lot of people would like to hear about my travel to South America, Guyana. So I'll speak a little bit about that today also. Bhayam dvitiya bhinivesita syat. Ishadapetasya viparyayo smiti. Tanmayayato buddha abhajitam. Bhaktyai kayesham guru devatatma. Bhayam dvitiya binivesatasya. Ishadapetasya viparyayo smiti. Tanmayayato buddha abhajitam. Bhaktyai kayesham guru devatatma. Bhayam dvitiya binivesatasya. Ishadapetasya viparyayo smiti. Tanmayayato buddha abhajitam. Bhaktyai kayesham guru devatatma.
Ladies.
Amityadinideshatasya Isharapetasya Viparyayosmiti Mayayata Burabhajitam Akraya Kayesham Gurudeva Tatma. Anybody else? Gurukuli. Okay, word for word. Bhayam. Fear. Vitiya. And something seeming to be other than the Lord. Abhini. Veshata. Because of absorption. Syat. It will arise. Isha. From the Supreme Lord. Apetasya. For one who has turned away. Viparyayaha. Misidentification. Asmitihi. Forgetfulness. Tat. Of the Lord. Mayaya. By the illusory energy. Attaha. Therefore. Buddhaha. An intelligent person. Abhajit. Should worship fully. Tam. Him. Bhaktya. With devotion. Ekaya. Unalloyed. Isham. The Lord. Guru Devatatma, one who sees his own spiritual master as his Lord and very soul. Translation, which is about 4 pages long again, and a lot of detail, so I will just read different parts of it. That are a little bit more easy to understand. Fear arises when a living entity misidentifies himself as the material body because of absorption in the external illusory energy of the Lord. When the living entity thus turns away from the Supreme Lord, he also forgets his own constitutional position as a servant of the Lord. This bewildering, fearful condition is effected by the potency for illusion called Maya. Therefore, an intelligent person should engage unflinchingly in the unalloyed devotional service of the Lord. Under the guidance of a bona fide spiritual master, whom he should accept as his worshipable deity and as his very life and soul. Part of the purport. According to Srila Sridhar Swami, the objection may be raised that since fear is caused by ignorance, it can be dispelled by knowledge and there is no need to worship the Supreme Lord. The living entity falsely identifies with his material body, family, society, and so on, and he simply has to give up this false identification. Then what will Maya be able to do? In reply to this argument, Srila Sridhar Swami has quoted the following verse from Bhagavad Gita 7:14. Daivihi esha gunamayi mama maya duratyaya mamevaye prapadyante mayam etam tarantite. This divine energy of mind, consisting of the three modes of material nature, is difficult to overcome. But those who have surrendered unto me can easily cross beyond it. The living entity called Jiva Tattva is one of the potencies of the Supreme Lord. But the constitutional position of the living entity is Tatastha or marginal. Being minute, every living entity is eternally dependent upon the Supreme Living Entity Krishna. This is confirmed in the Vedic literature as follows. Nityo nityanam chetanas chetananam eko bahunam yo viradhati kamam. Among all the eternally conscious beings, there is one supreme eternal living being who is supplying the needs of all the innumerable others. From Katha Upanishad 2.1.12. Krishna Kaviraj has stated, Ekale Ishwar Krishna Ar Sabha Bhritya. Krishna is the only independent controller. All other living entities depend upon him. CCRD 5.142. Just as the finger is part and parcel of the body and therefore must always be engaged in bodily service, we as parts and parcels of Krishna, mamaivamso jiva loke jiva bhuta sanatana, have the eternal duty, sanatan dharma, of engaging in the unalloyed service of the Lord. The potency of the Lord that enlightens us in the Lord's service is called chit shakti. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur comments that when the living entity develops a spirit of independence, he is forced to come to the material world, where he enters into various types of petty and undesirable behavior that create a fearful situation for him. The Bahiranga Shakti, the illusory potency of the Supreme Lord, covers all trace of the Chit Shakti and imposes one material body after another upon the living entity for his gross sinful enjoyment. As further punishment, the living entity who has given up his loving relationship with Krishna loses all power to perceive the eternal blissful form of the Supreme Lord, who is his actual shelter. Instead, the living entity becomes attached to many temporary phantasmagorical forms, such as his personal body, the bodies of his family members and friends, his nation, his city, with its buildings and cars, and innumerable types of ephemeral material scenery. In such a state of gross ignorance, the idea of returning to one's original identity no longer even crosses his mind, crosses the mind. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Om agyanati mirandasya gyananjana shalakaya chakshurun militam yena tasmai shri gurave namaha. Sri chaitanya mano bhishtam sthapitam yena bhutale swayam rupa kadamahyam dadati swapadantika. Vandeham shri guru shri utaparakamalam shri guru vaishnavamsya. Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatam Vitam Tam Sajiva Sarvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Param Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakan Vitam Sya. He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namaskate Tapta Kanchana Gorangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vishabhanu Sutadevi Panamami Haripriya Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Hare Krishna Hare Krishna Krishna Krishna, Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. So the first line of the translation says, fear arises when a living entity misidentifies himself as the material body because of absorption in the external illusory energy of the Lord. So in the material world, everyone is actually fearful of something or someone. And this fear is coming as because we are misidentifying ourselves, thinking that we are the body. In the Srimad Bhagavatam, it is described that by just hearing about Srimad Bhagavatam, one can get free from material attachment and enter into the kingdom of fearlessness. So, we can actually become fearless In fact, we have seen so many devotees in the past who have become fearless. They have no fear of anything in the material world. And that is as a result of understanding their original position, knowing who they are, and acting in that position of being a spirit soul, being part and parcel of Krishna. Another word for fear is anxiety. So who in this material world is not in anxiety? Anxiety is there for almost every person, not just human beings, but also the animals, the birds, and so forth. Srila Prabhupada gave the example of the birds. If you look at the birds eating from the ground, they're constantly looking this way and that way because they're fearful someone is going to come and attack, somebody is going to come and hit them with a rock or a brick or something. And therefore they're always fearful. But when we are in our original position of being servant of Krishna, we don't suffer that fear. Srila Prabhupada gave the example of a person who is sleeping and he's dreaming that a tiger is coming. A tiger is there. But his friend who is next to him, he is awake. But he doesn't feel the fear of a tiger. So when we are sleeping, thinking that we are the material body and trying to enjoy the illusory energy of the Lord, we are like that sleeping person who is dreaming of a tiger. And he might be sweating and he might be doing all that thing. But his friend right next to him, he doesn't feel all that. He doesn't know that what is going on. So this fear and this anxiety that everyone is experiencing can be easily be given up when one comes to his understanding, his correct understanding that I am not this material body, but I am the spirit soul, part and parcel of Krishna. In 1854, Bhagavad Gita states, Brahma bhuta prasannatma na sochati na kanchati sama sarveshu bhuteshu mad bhaktim lavate param. But one who is thus transcendentally situated at once realizes the Supreme Brahman and becomes fully joyful. He never laments or desires to have anything. He is equally disposed toward every living entity. In that state, he attains pure devotional service unto me, Krishna says. So one can become fully joyful. There is material enjoyment, material joy of trying to enjoy the senses. And then there is spiritual joy, spiritual enjoyment. So this is what the devotees who understand their position, this is the kind of joy and enjoyment that they feel. Enjoyment in Krishna consciousness, which Srila Prabhupada has so kindly brought to us. So those of us who have actually taken up to this process, first of all coming in contact with this process and then trying to follow, even after a little bit of practice, we can see how new people, they actually enjoy the process very much. Last Saturday, last time we were at the beach, in Jacksonville Beach, and we started doing Harinam. Immediately, many of the young girls who were there, probably about 20 of them, they joined in. You know, Christiana from Gainesville, she has so much energy and she has so much feeling and she's so happy to meet people. She runs towards them. She has a little booklet in her hand and a lollipop in the other. And who can resist that? So these young girls, They started going around in circles, dancing. They probably never heard about the holy name, and just, they're just there to enjoy the beach and just being on the sand and so forth. But they saw the Harinam party and they engaged. They joined in. So it is such an easy process, Srila Prabhupada used to say. It's such an easy process. Who wouldn't want to do it? Who wouldn't want to take it? So this is a quotation from Srimad Bhagavatam. It talks a little bit about what happens when one engages in the devotional service of the Lord and surrender to Him. It says that the conch shell the Lord took from Panchajana, which is called Panchajanya, the conch shell is called Panchajanya, is the same one He sounded at the beginning of the Bhagavad Gita. According to the Acharyas, Panchajana had become a demon in a way similar to that of Jai and Vijay. In other words, though appearing in the form of a demon, he was actually a devotee of the Lord. The Skanda Purana, Avanti Khanda, describes the wonderful things that happened when Lord Krishna sounded his conch shell. You get to hear the auspicious things of the conch shell being sounded. Asi Patra Vanam Nama Sirne Patra Majayata Rauravam Nama Narakam Arauravam Abhutada Abhairavam Bhairavakyam Kumbhi Pakam Apachakam. You probably remember Kumbhi Pakam. It's a hellish planet, hellish place. It says, the translation is, the hell known as Asipatravana lost the sharp sword-like leaves on its trees. So this particular hill seems to have trees that have sword-like leaves. Don't touch them. And the hell named Raurava became free of its Ruru beasts. There are beasts there that's called Ruru. I've never seen them. But I'm sure they are very notorious. The Bhairava hell lost its fearlessness. And all cooking stopped in the Kumbhipaka hell. Kumbhipaka, who knows what is Kumbhipaka? They cook you. It's like you're in a big pot and you're being cooked and fried and all those things put together. Yeah, so if you hear the conch shell, blow the conch shell regularly. So, this is from the Skanda Puran actually. Avanti Khanda. So, these are all the auspicious things that can happen to us when we take up this process of Krishna consciousness. And also for the young people, not just for the older ones, but everybody can take part and be free. Then it says, Papa Shayat Tata Sarve Vimukta Naraka Nara Padam Avyayam Asadya, that their sinful reactions eradicated, all the inhabitants of hell attained liberation and approached the spiritual world. This is just by hearing the conch shell, Krishna. There are people who talk about rest and peace. When someone leaves their body, they always put R.I.P. RIP on the rest in peace. Srila Prabhupada said, there is no rest in peace. Unless one surrenders to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, there is no resting in peace. Prahlad Maharaj in 755 states, Tatsadhu manye suravar yadehinam sada samudhigna Dhiyam asad grahat hitvatma patam griham andakupam vanam gatoyad dharim ashrayeta. O best of the Asuras, king of the demons, as far as I have learned from my spiritual master, any person who has accepted a temporary body and temporary household life is certainly embarrassed by anxiety because of having fallen into a dark well where there is no water but only suffering. One should give up this position and go to the forest. More clearly, one should go to Vrindavan, where only Krishna consciousness is prevalent, and should thus take shelter of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Therefore, it is better for a person to see the fearfulness inherent in material life before it is too late to rectify his consciousness. It is described that those of us who have this knowledge about Krishna, who has this experience, the chanting and the joy of Krishna consciousness, that we may have so many friends and relatives and family members, but we should practice it ourselves and then also help them. If a person is fortunate, he can convince his friends and relatives to also change and lead a life dedicated to God consciousness. But if he cannot change them, this is an important point, if he cannot change them, then he should at least save them. Save himself, sorry. He should at least save himself. As Prahlad Maharaj has told. So sometimes someone might be trying to save himself and others may criticize him. Oh, you're only concerned for yourself. So actually, that is the first law, that one should actually save himself, because if you don't save yourself, how can you save others? You see in the plane, they drop the oxygen mask. Save yourself first, and then you help others nearby. So this is the idea, that we should actually try to save ourselves and then help others, or do it simultaneously. It's great that, you know, Divyanga Prabhu, whenever he goes out, he tried to engage people by telling them something about Krishna. Have you heard about Krishna? Or here is a pamphlet about Krishna. Or somehow or other, tell them Hare Krishna, going through the toll booth, and you chant Hare Krishna. I tried that actually a couple of times, and it really worked well. People here, in America here, they don't actually really respond with Krishna, generally speaking. When I was in Jamaica, I mentioned this before, that I would go up to the counter, into the supermarket, and I would ask people, have you ever heard of Krishna? And not just those at the supermarket, but even people on the streets. Every single one of them replied, Krishna? No, I've never heard of Krishna. But they will say Krishna immediately. Every single person, and I spoke probably over the day, maybe 15, 20, 25 people. Have you ever heard of Krishna? Krishna? No, I haven't heard of Krishna. They have just heard of Krishna. Twice, and they have repeated Krishna's name too, twice. So, it is so wonderful to go out and help people like that. Just by that little contact, that person's life is not the same. Srila Prabhupada said, these two syllables, Krish and Na, they're so potent, just by someone vibrating it or even hearing it one time, their life is not the same. Okay, I'll tell you a little bit about Guyana. Guyana is a country, actually, in South America. It's the only English-speaking country in South America. There are three different Guyanas. There is British Guyana, which is our Guyana, English-speaking. And then there is Dutch Guyana. They speak Dutch, and it's a mixture of Dutch and Hindi. They actually speak Hindi there. And then there is French Guyana. There are three small countries all the way to the north of South America. And then there's the Atlantic Ocean, and then below is Brazil and Venezuela, if you follow your geography. So we have five Hare Krishna temples there. It's a very small country. Actually, the country, the size is 83,000 square miles, which is quite big. But most of the people live on the coast, which is probably 10% of the total size of the country. And less than 1 million people are there. In fact, there are more than 2 million in America and Canada. So many people are leaving. So so the temple president there, Prabhupada Dev Prabhu, his brother told me that actually he never liked to go to school. So he doesn't really have college education or anything like that. But he was so enthusiastic to give Krishna consciousness to others. So they made him the temple president many years ago. And very effective and very enthusiastic and sold out to Srila Prabhupada and the service. So at the beginning of the year, they had this plan that they were going to build a temple. They actually acquired a piece of land which is a very unique piece of land right on the road, about a mile from the only university in Guyana, University of Guyana. And there is also a Cyril Potter College of Education, where they train teachers how to teach. So those two buildings are very close to each other. So they thought it would be a very good idea to get a piece of land close by and then teach the students. Because if you have the students learning about Krishna consciousness, they will become teachers, and then they can help other people understand. So he thought for this year, the 50th anniversary of ISKCON, that it will be good for them to finish the temple. And in this way, it will be a nice offering to Srila Prabhupada. So in order for him to do that, he said, he himself decided that I want to do this, and therefore I have to convince the others. So he had a little meeting, and he was able to convince them that they should set a date, because if they don't set a date, there's nothing to work towards. So they set July 13th. An auspicious day, and they said that would be the day that they were going to open the temple, and they will have a 5-day program from the 13th to the 17th. And so they worked very hard, and he himself, the devotees there, they have a very good relationship with the whole of that area. This Georgetown is the capital of the country, and they have relationship with many of the government officers, the mayor of Georgetown, many of the Hindu societies, the head of the Hindu societies. They're very good at their prasadam distribution, and in that way they were able to make contact with so many hundreds of people, and not just regular people on the street, but heads of departments. And if they want a visa, they could go in the same day and talk to somebody. Of course, down there, you can give some money under the table and you can get whatever you want. So they have so many contacts, and very high level contacts, and in this way they were able to do a lot, because many of the things that they were not able to do in the last week before the opening, they were able to do by just going to their different contacts. For example, there is a stream right near to the land. There is a stream about 20 feet wide, and in the stream there are lotus flowers. Yes, yeah, that's it. So you can see some parts are still not done. They were able to do everything that was needed for the opening. So in order to use that, and they needed that area because that was ground floor, and they had to, and they have a stage program which runs right through that area. So Prabhupada Dev Prabhu, he contacted the mayor of, or one of the companies in Georgetown, and asking for help, that they would like to cover this stream, and then they will have more space for, you know, guests who are coming in. So the man said, okay, no problem. But we have 50 workers here. I can send them all to you. And we have posts and we have material to cover that stream. So they put posts into the trench, into the stream. And then they had cross beams. And then within 3-4 hours, they were able to cover the whole thing. And that is just one thing, just one, you know, one example of what kind of thing they can do at a, you know, short notice. And you know, everyone was working very hard. There were devotees that came from Chaupati, devotees from India, from different places in India, people from all over the Caribbean, from Trinidad, from Barbados, from French Guyana, from Suriname, Montserrat, French-speaking places, Spanish-speaking places, different parts of South America. And Kalakanta Prabhu was also there. Mm. And there was Navayogendra Maharaj and Virabahu Prabhu. And then they had a VIP, they had a program for the VIPs, for top-level people. And the place was full, probably about 50 people came. And the first person to speak was the head of the Cyril Potter College of Education, a lady. And she started off by saying that this facility is not for you all, this facility is for us at the college and the university. And actually that was the aim of the temple. One of the aims was to attract the students, because they are making facility with computers and so forth, that the students can come and they can do their homework, they can go on the internet, and you know, they can spend more time there. And then right next to the room where they're going to be, they're setting up a restaurant. And a lot of people, of course, are just waiting for the restaurant to open. So so Virabhava Prabhu, who was there, he mentioned that actually you're not only getting a facility for the students in this way, but we are also, you're also getting a new department of your college. I mentioned this before, but for you, those of you who haven't heard. So he said that Srila Prabhupada, he wanted to have this department for the soul, that in universities across the world you don't find, they have this department where they teach about the soul and spiritual subject matters and so forth. So so it was wonderful to see how these people are thinking. And and of course Prabhupada Dev Prabhu has a very good relationship with her also through prasadam. He would go and constantly give them prasadam, and there's always prasadam distribution going on. They would hand out packets to all these high people in high positions. And it was a very, very wonderful, it's very, very wonderful to see how the devotees actually came together and how they work cooperatively towards the success of doing that program. And the devotees who came from Chaupati and Pune, they helped in organizing everything. They had different departments, and then each department had a head, and then also 5 or 6 other people helping them. So everything really went smoothly. Every day they had between 300 and probably 600 people who came and took prasadam and enjoyed their stage program. Every night they had drama, and it was very, very wonderful to see the opening of that temple. They have a little more work to do still, and so I'm sure they're going to finish up soon. And it's all nice offering for Srila Prabhupada. Okay, I'll stop there. Of course, I must tell you about the fruits in Guyana. wonderful tropical fruits, you know, like you go to India, you see they have sitaphal. In Guyana, they call it sugar apple. Sitaphal. And chiku, sapodilla. And jackfruit, and so many other different types of fruits. Lots of pomegranates and all kinds of tropical fruits there. So, chiku. Chiku. We call it, in Guyana they call it sapodilla. It's a brown on the outside, brown on the inside, and black seeds. If you go to Vrindavan, you'll get chiku. And Mayapur also. Oh, the five temples probably initiated devotees, probably close to 200, 250. In this temple, this new temple, they have about 20 devotees who live in, half and half, male, female. They have men, they have a few brahmacharis, very strong brahmacharis there. And they travel around the country distributing books. Even the local people also, they like us very much there. Everybody knows us, they know us as the fudge people. Because devotees have traveled around the country. They must have gone, almost every person probably in the country must have received prasadam over the years. Because they go from one village to another and they do Harinam and give out prasadam fudge. And even people who don't know us, they will come up and they will say, they can't say Prabhu, they say Pabu, Pabu. Pabu, Pabu, where is the fudge? Where is the fudge? They don't say where is the fudge, they don't speak English. They say, where the fudge, man, where the fudge? Yeah, it's just like the little milk sweets, the powder milk sweets that we give out. Fudge. Pira. Something. Well, it's not actually liquid milk. It's made of powdered milk. Okay, we'll end there. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.